Bez Hashem, we're learning Mishmon Simin, Lamed Beis, Sif, Lamed Zayin, Shir number 93. And we are now switching gears in Simin Lamed Beis. And we had mentioned all the way back in Sif Aleph that there are two like main sections of Simin Lamed Beis. And we finished discussing one section of the writing of the Tefillin that does not include the letters. The letters we'll be discussing in Simin Lamed Vav. The formation of the letters, of how to actually write an Aleph and write a Beis, that will be discussed in Simin Lamed Vav. We discussed the Klaf, and now we're going to discuss making the Batim. Making the Batim, making the Ritzuas. And Mechaber tells us, Ar HaBatim. The skin, the leather, or is leather of the Batim, of the houses, Sarich Liyois Mi'ar Beheima Chaya, it has to be made from kosher animals. A kosher wild animal, a kosher domesticated animal, a kosher bird. You can take the skin of the kosher bird and process it and turn it into tefillin. Now, we don't want to use that. L'chadchila, ideally, as we'll see, we want to use behemah gasa. Behemah gasa means a large animal. Its hide, its leather is much stronger, but it can be done. What's the main point over here? It has to be from a kosher animal. Does it have to be from a shechted animal? So that we learned, and the answer is no. Afilu min nevelo a treifa shalem. Even if it's a carcass, even if it's a treifa, that you were never halachically allowed to eat that specific animal because it's a treifa. But lamaisa, at the end of the day, it's a tayridika animal. Right? It's an animal that, by definition, is a kosher animal. It happens to have a treifa, that's a different story. Mechaber says for the Roshoy Lasso is Miklaf or Mi'ar Shlil. You can use like the placenta of the animal to make the Batim or the Klaf. Says the Ramah, V'chein haRetzua Yisach Lasso Yison Miklaf V'ar Shlil. So too, the straps, the Retzuas, can be made from the Klaf, as well as the Klaf and the R, from a Shliya from the center as well. Okay, that's the Ramah. Then he concludes, the Mechaber says, Itzorch Shiyeh Mu'ubad L'Shmoy. Now listen to this. The Mechaber says, you have to make the process of this, of the Batim, when with the R, with the leather, the skin, L'Shma, look at the next two words. Heicha de efsher.
Impossible.
When it's possible. What does that mean? Do you have to do it or do you not have to do it? When it's possible. So make it possible. What does this mean? Heicha de efsher. Why do you have such a halacha like this? It's a very peculiar type of way of writing something. If you want to say, lechadchila, do it, and then b'di'evet, fine. But we said, sarich, you must make it l'shma, right? But, heicha de efsher. This is the Shulchan Aruch. Mechaber says this. Heichad de efsher. So we have to understand what's going on. What does this mean over here? Obviously, we see there's like a lichat chilim b'di'evid. And what the Shulchan Aruch, as we know, is a summary of Shas. Summary of Shas and Rishonim. What we're going to see is a machloikis over here as to does this process need to be lishma? Does the process of making the hide into the batim need to be lishma? We're going to see that's obviously what the machlokes must be over here. We'll get to it shortly. Turn the page back in the bottom, kusam chalef, the mishmur says, or abatim sarich liyoz me'or behe mechai v'oiv tohirim, v'hu hadin so to or hatitur v'amavar, so to the or the leather of the batim, the boxes, and the mavar, to all parts of the tefillin have to be from a kosher animal. The mavarta is from the word oiver, with the word which means that the part you put the ritzuis through, that's what the mavarta is. Okay, and the titura is the other part of the tefillin of the bais. Says the mishmar sifkan kusam chavav, it has to be from kosher animal. Why is this? Because the pasuk says the chsiv leman tiyeh tayrus Hashem beficha, in order that the tayra of Hashem should be beficha, in your mouth. What does that mean? Torah Hashem should be in your mouth? You take a bite of the chumash? What does that mean? Okay? Min hamutter v'ficha. That which is permissible for you to put into your mouth. In other words, the kosher animal. The kosher bird. Okay? V'kevan d'ois shin shuhu mirames al shem shakai. And since the letter shin is a reference to what? Hashem's name of Shakai, Shin Dal, like we have in the Mezuzah, Shin Dal Yud. Nikmat Ba'ar HaTfilin, it's imprinted in the R of the Tfilin. Now, the way they do, we'll see later on, is they take the way they do it today, I believe, is they take a form, a defus, of the letter Shin. There's a three-letter Shin and the four-letter Shin, right? The four, right? And when the skin, when the leather is soft, you push it from the inside out. Mm-hmm. Right? Because you'll notice it's protruding on the outside. You could feel it, of course, right? So how do they do that? So they take that shin and put it in the inside and you push it out. And there's a whole process, of course. Now, he says once again, since you have the shem shakai nikmat ba'arat filin hu b'chlal teiras Hashem. That's included what's called Teiras Hashem. The shin on the Tefillin Shel Rosh is what's called Lamantia Teiras Hashem Beficha. So when you make Tefillin, it has to be that which you can put into your mouth, a kosher from a kosher source. That's the limit over here.
So that would imply it has to be shechted then?
No.
Ah, so there's
something. It has to be from a kosher animal. It doesn't say it has to be shechted.
What is the word that excludes that?
Okay, that's the Gemara. That's the Gemara learns that out.
Okay. Okay.
Listen, you're saying good. Yeah. Okay, you're making, listen, if it has to be, but it goes into your mouth, you can only eat something that has to be shechted animal. Right. So that's what you're saying is a good approach. Nonetheless, we're not going that far.
Good.
Okay, the limud is that it has to be something that can be technically a kosher animal. Right, the same with treifa, right? If it's treifa, even if it's shechti, you find it's treifa, it's not good either. Right? But we say treifa is fine. Now, this is an interesting point over here. He says, because there's no difference between the shel roish and the shel yad. What's the Mishnah telling us? Well, what he's telling us is that we just gave a whole drush, a whole limud, with the shin, that it's on the shel roish. And therefore, we learn that which is mutter beficha, that which is permissible to go into your mouth, that's how the tefillin has to be made from. But there's no shin on the shel yad, so therefore it should not be an obligation to make the shel yad from that which is mutter beficha. So you should be able to make the shel yad of a non-kosher animal. That's what the Mishnah is coming to answer and say, no. V'chein b'shel yad. V'ein chiluk b'shel roish or b'shel yad. There's no difference between the shel roish and the shel yad, even though the shel yad does not have a shin. And in the Dirshino, they pick up on this, and you bring Vav Abishev Tefillin Shel Yad Ein Kaso Shin. Even though Tefillin Shel Yad, you don't have it written down a Shin. Mikomakim Kaso Prima Gadim says Dein Lechalik. We don't differentiate between the Shel Yad and Shel Roish. And the Be'er Locha proves from here Dehu Halacha Moshe Misinai. So this now is interesting because the Prima Gadim says that they're abundant. So you have over here Machloikis. You have a machloikis in is it a din of a halacha Moshe Sinai? So you have over here halacha Moshe Sinai means HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu. This is the din. This is halacha. We have a machloikis. Is this din that should be mutter beficha a halacha Moshe Sinai, or is it a dirabanan? That's a machloikis. Be halacha prima gadim. Let's go further. Kisif Kadim Kusam Chazayin. The mechaber told us that you're also permitted to make it out of the placenta, the claf for the parchment. Vafal pishu dak, even though it's thin, shapi mikri or it's still called leather. It's called the skin, the hide. Shliel, the gam ayra nikri or, because the skin of the shliel is also called or. Vafal gav du nikra basar liyan tumah. Even though in regards to tumah, you learn with Reb Chesky, tumah tahara, and the R of the placenta of the shliel is called basar. It's not called R. So that's a problem. However, the R of the placenta is not any worse or less of a skin than the skin of the chicken. At the very least, it's the same. That's what the Mishnah is telling us over here. Therefore, you can lasoise miklaf. You can make it out of klaf as well. Rakshiach shireim. You should darken the ritzuis if you make it out of the placenta with black, of course. Why? The ritzuis shechayris halacha l'moshe Sinai. Now, this is halacha l'moshe Sinai. A lot of the dinim, as we've been learning, and we continue to learn, of Hilchos Tefillin, a lot of these dinim are what? Are halacha l'moshe Sinai, of by Tefillin. So many halachas. Even the limit of where put your tefillin, even what tefillin are. Taitofis. What are taitofis? And you have Afriki and the different names to different countries. Well, right? It's not poshut. Kuf ayin. The Mechaber says, Tzorech shiyah me'ubud l'shmoy. You should make it l'shmoy. V'im ha'ibud ha'yorak l'ritzuas. If the tanning process of making the Ritzu, the making the hide into was only for ritzuas. Loi mahani la batim dekdushas nechumur. You cannot use it for the batim. If you're making the skin of the animal into ritzuas, you can't say, you know what? It's better for me to use it for the batim. Why? Because the batim have more kedusha. And we've learned in the past, if you specifically intend to make something for a lower level of kedusha, you cannot do for higher level kedusha. Now, then we come to this very interesting lashon heicha de efshar. What's meant? What does this mean?
So, but
when you could do it, yes. So once again, we're saying heicha de'efshar. What does it mean? Heicha de'efshar. You could do l'shma. It's good. Ki haRambam sirulei deloy bay klal ibud or labatim. The Rambam holds. You ready for this now? The Rambam holds. You do not need to make the batim l'shma. The ad Rabbi Yosef chazaku kishaloy nesabed. Mishum hachi kosher afilo or she'enim ubud klal. The Rambam is of the opinion that you can even make the batim, the boxes for your tefillin, when it wasn't processed through this whole procedure, and therefore, if you're not processing it, how exactly you do this, I can't tell you the procedure, but the Rambam says, if that's the case, then you're not making it l'shma, because you're not doing it, this tanning process to it. And he says it's stronger when you don't do this whole process. This is the Rambam. Because came to lay boy ibud l'shma, even worse, you don't need to do l'shma. Therefore, what? Therefore, the lashon of heicha de'efshar, he says further, most achrayim disagree with the Rambam, and they say, kvoidai kavod b'munach. We understand the greatness of the Rambam, no question about it, but we disagree with the Rambam, and they say it has to be processed, tanning process, ibud, and it needs to be l'shma. And the Shulchan Aruch paskins the heicha de efshar by l'shma, and when it's possible, we pass like the majority opinions, which is the way we always want to go.
So, if it's not tanned, what happens then? You said it has to be tanned.
Nothing that happens to it. It's just that the Rambam will say you can use it and make it into the boxes without the tanning process. How exactly do that? I don't know. Once again, but the Rambam says not only do you not need to, the Rambam says it's better not to. Because it's stronger to make the batim of the tefillin without this tanning process. And that's why if you're not doing this tanning process, you're not doing l'shma, obviously, right? You're not saying l'shma. That's the Rambam, which we actually learned a few months earlier, 6 weeks earlier, this specific point of the Rambam. And therefore now, when it's possible, you should make it l'shma. Like who? Like the majority opinions. Let's just finish the last few lines here. But in a scenario where you cannot find the batim that were made and processed lishma, you can rely on the Rambam. That's what he means, heicha de efshar. It's still an interesting lashon, which you don't find like this too often. Heicha de efshar, where it's possible. There are other lashonos of bidyevid. But that's what he's telling us. He could rely on the Rambam. When you find leather to make it lishma, yignoi zabatim elu. Put the first set you have into Sheamus. Ve'yasemi ar hamu'ubad lishma, and make the tefillin from ar which is made lishma. Now, what about a bracha? What about a bracha? Can you make a bracha on these first set? It's machlekes. If you can put them right now on with a bracha without a bracha, the Birki Yosef agrees to the Magen Avram that you can make a bracha on that first set that like were made like the Rambam without the Shema. You can even make a bracha on it. Okay, so this was Sif Lamed Zayin. Sif Lamed Zayin was telling us the Ara Batim, the leather of the Batim. And number one, it has to be made from what? A kosher animal. That's number one. Number two, as Rabbi Yaakov said over here, does not have to be shechted. The animal does not be shechted at all.
Treif, right?
It could be a treif, it could be a nevela. It can be made from the placenta, from the shliel. Okay? From the shliel, it can be made from the shliel as well. From a chicken, oy, fowl. And lechat chila should be made lishma and processed through the law processing. Bidiyeved, one can rely on the Rambam and not make it, and not have to make it if you can't find lishma. But once you get other batim, you should switch over to those and put the first set into Seamus. Maybe goinus them or put them away. Maybe not Seamus, but put them aside and not use them regularly. And the last point we said is that you can, the Chida, the Birkei Yosef, and the Magen Avraham said that you can even make a bracha on that first set. The Chiddush, part of that Chiddush is the majority of the Achrayim say not like this. So normally, why should you bring yourself into this shiloh of a bracha? But apparently, in the Rambam's case, in this scenario, in the sugya, you learn it, you'll see that it's not like this, only das yachid, if you will.